Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Yud Zayin, mitzvah number 17. This is the last mitzvah related to Korban Pesach as we plow through Parshas Bo. And the mitzvah is mitzvah Yud Zayin, Shelo Yochal Arel Min HaPesach. That an Arel, someone who does not have a bris milah, cannot eat from Korban Pesach, as the Sefer Chinuch says, Shelo Yochal Arel Min HaPesach, Shene'emar, V'chol Arel Lo Yochal Bo. An Arel cannot eat from the Korban Pesach. We already know from Rashi that there is a special connection between bris milah and Korban Pesach. Rashi says this back in Parsha Shmos. Rashi Pasuk says, "V'haya lachem l'mishmeres," and the Korban Pesach should be for a mishmeres, for a guard for you. Ayom adarbas or yom lachodesh hazeh. You take the animal and you tie it to your bed from the 10th day to the 14th day. "V'haya lachem l'mishmeres." Rashi quotes there, "Zeh lashon bikur shaton bikur mimum dal yom kodem shchita." You needed to take the korban 4 days before you shechted it. And then Rashi quotes the Medrash. The Medrash says, based on the Pasuk in Yecheskel, Hashem says, it's time to redeem my children. They weren't doing any mitzvahs. In what schus would Bnei Yisrael be able to be redeemed? Rashi asks, Shene'emar ves arom ve'erya. They were naked. They were naked from mitzvos. So which mitzvos did Hashem look at? Did He give them and make sure they did at that time to be zocha, to be yotzi mitzrayim? V'nasan lahem shtei mitzvos. Dam Pesach v'dam mila. Shemalu ba'oso alayla. Everybody who didn't have bris mila did it that night. That night, right before they left, they did bris mila so they could eat the Korban Pesach. Shenemar misposesach b'damayich. B'damayich is your bloods, plural, b'shnei damim. V'omar, and it quotes the Pasuk in Zechariah as well, but that is already, Rashi quotes, there's a special connection between Dam HaPesach and Dam HaMila. And that is partially the connection why an Arel, someone who does not have bris mila, cannot eat the Korban Pesach, because of that special connection between, even though he's a full Jew. He's a full Jew. He could do almost every mitzvah. He can't eat Korban Pesach. He can't eat Truma, but he can't eat Korban Pesach, specifically maybe because of the connection between Pesach and Mila. Vehu, continues the Sefer HaChinuch, what exactly is the definition of an Arel? So this we mentioned back in mitzvah number 2, way back, but when we discussed the mitzvah of Mila. Vehu ha-Arel shemesu echav machmas Mila. What is the definition of an Arel? An Arel is somebody whose brothers died by getting a bris mila. There's hemophilia in the family. His older two brothers died. He, halachically, is not allowed to get a bris mila. Even though there's a general machlokas, how many times to create a chazaka? 2 or 3 times. And we usually assume 3 times. But when it comes to bikuach nefesh, we assume 2 times. And therefore, once something happens twice, his 2 older brothers died, we do not allow him to get a bris mila. So it's tragic, but he could do most mitzvahs. He could count it for a minyan, he could lane, he could be wonderful, but he just can't eat the Korban Pesach. That's what Rov Rishonim say, that's what the Sefer HaChinuch paskens, that's what Rashi says there on our pasuk in Parsha Shmos, that's what 99% of Rishonim hold. If you remember, we mentioned the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam back in the second mitzvah. Rabbeinu Tam is quoted by various Rishonim, is quoted in the Rishonim in Yevamos Daf Ayin, the beginning of Perek Ha'arel. That parak in Yevamos, the Minchas Chinuch quotes all the Rishonim here in Os Aleph, that the Rabbi Natam holds that no. What does it mean, Arel throughout Shas? Arel throughout Shas means he can get a bris, and he doesn't want to. He's scared of getting a bris. If he's too scared, we're like, okay, you have to get over the scare. Just get anesthesia. If you're too scared, that's an Arel. But somebody who cannot get a bris because halachically he can't get a bris, so that's not called an Arel. Says Rabbeinu Tam, that person could eat Korban Pesach. If his 2 older brothers died because they bled to death because of the Mila, that third brother is not allowed to get Mila, and therefore there is no shame Arel. Says Rabbeinu Tam, we'll get back to this Bezrat Hashem soon. The shame Arel is a function of a chiyuv Mila that is unfulfilled. The second that somebody does not have a chiyuv Mila, Samamela, there is no longer the status of Arel. That is what Rabbeinu Tam says, and Minchas Chinuch quotes this on the 5 lines from the bottom. Dash Rabbeinu Tam, the Dafki Havi Misyari Lamul. Ava Bameso Echa Machmas Mila, Dein Rashai Lamul, O Be'eze Inyan Chain Rashai Lamul Machmas Sakana. Any other reason, because of Sakana? Rashai Lachlo Pesach Vetruma, the Ein Lo Din Arel. That is the important Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Again, we don't hold that way. That is the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Related to this, again, the Rambam holds like Rambam and the Rashi, they all hold, like the Sefer HaChinuch, that Meso Echam Machmas Vila is a Arel. There is a related question that is asked. I saw in the Kamotzi Shal Rav, he has a whole collection of answers on page Kuf Samach Beis in Shmos. We know the Gemara tells us in Yuma that Avram Avinu kept Kol HaTorah Kula. Avram, Yisrael, Yaakov, Avram kept Kol HaTorah Kula. So, how did Avram eat the Karan Pesach all those years? He was an Arel. He didn't get a meal until he was 99 years old. So how did Avram eat the Karan Pesach the first 99 years of his life? Avram Avinu kiyem Kol HaTorah Kula, Ashelo Nitna. So one answer is easy. He only did it. He only ate the Karan Pesach after. Right? Only the last 75 years of his life. But, you know, not the first ones. Okay, but that is one answer given. But any other way to understand it? Avram Avinu kiyem Kol HaTorah Kula. So number of answers given. One answer suggested here by the Ginza Yosef, and that is, how did Avram do Yibum and Chalitza? Right? He didn't have any brothers that died. There are many mitzvahs that a lot of times people can't do. But you know what? What does it mean he did all the mitzvahs? He did all the mitzvahs that he could do. That was shayach to him. What, he went to steal in order to do the mitzvah of a heshev v'zakzela, to return with stolen property? He left over a karban so he could fulfill the mitzvah of burning nosar? No. What does it mean, kiyem Kol HaTorah Kula? It means he fulfilled all the mitzvahs that he could accomplish in his situation. If he was an Arel all those years, then he couldn't do Karban Pesach. If he didn't have any brothers that were shayach, so then he couldn't do Yibam and Chalitza. But that's what it means. That's how you understand it, because that's what you have done. Many mitzvahs that he couldn't have done. Another suggested answer is maybe connected to the Ramban in this week's Parsha. Ramban in this week's Parsha notes the problem of Yaakov Avinu marrying two wives, and the answer that the Ramban gives, many answers to the question, the Ramban answers that Yaakov Avinu only did Kol HaMitzvos in Eretz Yisrael. The Avos only kept Kol HaTorah Kula in Eretz Yisrael. And that's why Rachel Imenu had to die on the way back to Eretz Yisrael. Right when they got in, before she was together with Yaakov Avinu again, says the Ramban, that's why she had to die. So maybe, says the Ramban, all the years that he was in Chutz Laaretz, he didn't, in Achinami. In Achinami, all the years that he was in Chutz, in Haran earlier, until he was 75, until he came, there weren't so many years that he was in Eretz Yisrael before he got a Bris Milah. So maybe, suggests this Sefer, that maybe all those few years that he couldn't do it, he left, and he made himself Derech Rechoke, he made himself in Chutz Laaretz, and therefore, he didn't have to do it. Okay, various other answers. Maybe he learned about Karban Pesach, even though he couldn't do it, and learning about it is also another way to fulfill it. But I thought maybe you could give another answer based on what we just said. Rabbeinu Tam. We don't hold like Rabbeinu Tam, but maybe the idea of Rabbeinu Tam could help us. The chiyuv of Mila, the shame Arel, is only when there's a chiyuv of Mila, when there's an obligation to get Malt. Avram Avinu didn't have a chovas Mila. Hashem didn't command Avraham to get a Mila until he was 99. So Mamela, he's not called an Arel beforehand. There's only a chiyuv mila when there is, there's only a shem ara when there is a chiyuv mila. Connected to that, there's a beautiful meshach chachma, unbelievable diuk. In Parshas, I think we might have mentioned this in the second mitzvah. When Avram Avinu was commanded bris mila, and in Parshas Lech Lecha Vayera, in Parshas Lech Lecha, when he commanded bris mila, it says that he fell on his face when Hashem spoke to him. He asked the meshach chachma, why all of a sudden did he fall on his face? He spoke to Hashem many times earlier. All of a sudden he gets the chiyuv of bris mila, he falls on his face. Says the meshach chachma, no, only now that he's commanded bris mila, now he's called an arel. Now he falls on his face. He's an arel standing in front of God. Beforehand he wasn't an arel yet, because he wasn't commanded. So that's why maybe Avraham ate the Karban Pesach beforehand, because he wasn't called an arel. Again, it's different. It's connected. You have to hold like Rabbeinu Tam to say this part. Maybe not. Maybe you could just say it then. There's the idea is a true idea, even though we don't paskin this way for Avinu Tam. But that is a fascinating discussion about whether Avram Avinu was allowed to eat Karban Pesach all of those years. Okay, let's continue. So the definition of Arel, as we said according to Rov Rishonim, is Arel Shemesu Echel Bachmas Mila, the Ein Sarech Lomar Mishumad La'arlos. And I don't, of course, if somebody's just a mishumad, he refuses, he rejects the mitzvah of Mila, then of course, he is not allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach. There is an interesting question related to this, and that is, if somebody is born with a mahul, is that called an arel? See, if somebody's born with a Mila. So, halachically, what do we do? Somebody's nolad mahul, doesn't really happen too much, bizman hazeh. But Moshe Rabbeinu, according to some midrashim, Noach, according to some midrashim, there were some nolad mahuls throughout history. Let's say somebody, a child, is born. That's the craziest circumstance. He's born without a mila. So what do we do with Lamaisa? Is he called an RL? So, halacha l'maisa, what's called hatavas dam bris, just like to a ger. If a ger is converting, and most people in the world get circumcisions today, whether they're Jewish or not Jewish, so if they have somebody who's converting, he already has a milah. So what do? So we do what's called hatavas dam bris. We cause a little bleeding. The Shulchan Aruch talks about nol and mol in at least three places in Hilchas Milah. In Reisam Gimel, Reisam Gimel Dalid, nol kishu mol, tzorach lahatim veno dam bris. As we matif dam bris, that's what we have to do. Amiyu benachas, you got to do it very carefully to make sure you know what you're doing, because nolad mo, we're not exactly sure, not always easy to tell whether there is a foreskin there and it's just crushed around and it looks like it's not there, or it really isn't there. So we do, just to be safe, we do atavas dam bris. If a nolad mo was born on Shabbos though, and the meal is the following Shabbos, we don't do it on Shabbos. Atavas dam bris of a nolad mo, because we're not sure. It's a suffix. Any type of suffix, we don't do it on Shabbos. What about a bracha? Can you make a bracha? Just as of us dam bris. So that's the next Shulchan Aruch. In Reish Samach Hey Gimel. Ger Shemol Shenizgayer. A ger that's getting a milah. So a ger makes a bracha after he jumps into the mikvah. He makes a bracha of ala tefillah. That's for sure. What about milah? You make a bracha of ala milah by a ger? So the Shulchan Aruch says, Ger Shemol Kodem Shenizgayer. V'katan Shenova Kishuhu Maho. Kishemetivin Menu Dam Bris. Einam Shrichan Bracha. No bracha. That's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins. No bracha of al hamila. Then notice that Kalim discussed, you say the bracha of lachnitza bevrisa shel Avram Avinu. Fine, you might not be doing a mila, but you're being machlis him bevrisa shel Avram Avinu. So that's a question in the Shachir discusses. He thinks he's noted to say you do say it, even though others say not. But that is nolan mo, lamaisa nolan mo, we're not sure what he is. So a nolan mo, before he gets hadavas dam bris, he probably cannot eat, mishum safek, cannot eat the Karban Pesach. He'll be included in this isser. Because we're not sure exactly whether he's an Aurel or not, and therefore, we do the bris, we do hadavas dam, and we don't say a bracha of alamila, and we don't do it on Shabbos, but it's definitely something that we do. So that is a discussion of nolan mo related to this isser. Okay, continuing. The Sefer HaChinuch, Ubo, page Sadek Zayin, Ubo hu de'eno ochel, said the Sefer HaChinuch, the Karban Pesach is off limits for an Arel. Avo ochel hu, b'matza umarar. But the other two mitzvahs of the night, no problem. He can eat matza, he can eat marar. B'chein toshav v'sachir gamkin. Also, toshav v'sachir, which we discussed already last week, a ger toshav and a sachir, whatever the definition of that was, they can eat matzah and marar, no problem. Just a special din of Karban Pesach. The Menachas Chinuch is bothered by this, based on something we discussed a few weeks ago. Remember when we discussed the mitzvah of achilas matzah. Matzah is an independent mitzvah. Mitzvah daraisa today, it's daraisa, independently. Marar is not an independent mitzvah. Nobody counts marar, none of the great Rishonim count marar, maybe some Gaonim. But the Rambam and the Chinuch and the Rambam, they don't count marar as a separate mitzvah. Nowadays it's Drabanan. Why? Al matzah usu marorim yochluhu. Because it's connected to Karban Pesach. Matzah has another pasuk, be'erav tochlu matzos, that's why it's independent. But marar is not an independent mitzvah. It's a mitzvah in conjunction with matzah, or if really, Karban Pesach. So ask the Sefer Minchas Chinuch, once we say that an Orel is not allowed to eat Karban Pesach, shouldn't it follow that he's not allowed to eat Marar either? Because Marar is part of the mitzvah of Karban Pesach. That's what he asks in Oschav Zion. Right, it's tluyihi b'achilat ha-pesach, shemitzes ha-sei achas, le'achol b'sar ha-pesach al matzo umurorim, im kein lefizeh, ask the Menachas Chinuch, kol she'in ochel b'pesach, anybody does not eat Pesach, could go on Orel, or we'll get to somebody else, kimin she'in ochel ha-pesach, ain't no mitzvah klal, you shouldn't have any mitzvah to eat marer. Dover zed tzorech iyan. And what the Menachas Chinuch ends up saying, it must be that what the Chinuch really means is that he's allowed, but not that he's obligated. Once he's not obligated to be Karban Pesach, it can't be that he's obligated to eat Marar as well. But maybe he's allowed to, and that's all the Sefer HaChinuch means. He's not allowed to eat Karban Pesach, he's allowed to eat matzah and Marar. Even though matzah, really, he has an obligation to eat. And Marar, he's allowed to eat, but maybe in this context, says the Menachas Chinuch, maybe that is the contrast. Okay, that is related to matzah and marar. Continuing, mishar she mitzvah zu ma shekasavnu b'toshav v'sachir. Again, the connection of toshav v'sachir, the shorish mitzvah. Also, what we just started with, the special connection between dam ha-pesach and dam ha-mila. Dinei ha-mitzvah. Even before we get to that, related to all of this is the story in Sefer Yehoshua. Right, this mitzvah is the basis for Perek Hei in Sefer Yehoshua. Perek Hei in Yehoshua is all Bnei Yisrael receive bris milah when they cross the Yarden. Chazal say that Bnei Yisrael were not mal themselves throughout all the years in the desert. So right after they went in, they crossed the Yarden on the 10th day of Nisan, in the 40th year. And after that, they had Ikar and Pesach, 4 days later. What were they going to do? So there was a big Mila fest. Yeshua ben Nun, mouth, all of Klal Yisrael. Right? A Narwhal can't be on, right? You have to be in the parasha. So some say he mouthed and then other people helped him. But that's what he says. Ba'esa hi amar Hashem al Yeshua. Asei lo charos sirim, get knives. V'shuv molos b'nei Yisrael shenis. V'yas lo Yeshua charos sirim, he knives. V'yomol es b'nei Yisrael, givat ha'aralot. That's why it's called that. The Valley of Foreskins. Because he mouthed them there. V'yomol, singular. V'zeh davar shemal Yeshua, kol am ha'yosim v'mitzrayim v'zacharim, kol anshei ha'melchama, meisu b'midbar, b'derech v'tzeizim v'mitzrayim, ki all the ones who got Mila in Mitzrayim had already died, and all that were left, they didn't get Mila yet, so Yeshua ben Nun was mal all of them. There's a big radak here, important radak. Why didn't Bnei Yisrael get Mila throughout the desert? Why didn't they get Bris Mila throughout? They didn't know how to do it? So says the Radak, based on a Chazal, that there's a special northern wind that blows, that heals Bris Mila. Ruach Tzvonis. And in the desert, the wind didn't blow because the wind would have made the Ananei HaKavod dissipate. So that's why there was no northern wind. So therefore, they couldn't do Bris Mila. It was Hakanas Nefashos. So the Radak says, wonderful, but couldn't Hashem make there be a northern wind and not have the Ananei HaKavod dissipate? It's not beyond HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have a wind and keep the Ananei HaKavod from moving. You know, in the Beis HaMikdash, the smoke went straight up, even though sometimes it were windy days. So the Radak says, it must be HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to do a nes just for that. To delay a mitzvah. All these Jews got Mila, eventually. They didn't eat the Karan Pesach all these years, but they were going to get the Mila. So therefore, says the Radak, it must be that, but this wasn't enough to make HaKadosh Baruch Hu do a nes just to allow them to do Bris Mila, to give them the wind, and then not to make the Ananim dissipate. Rather, no wind, and the Ananim covered will stay put. He does quote, though, at the end, and this you might be familiar with from Rashi in Parsha Zos HaBracha, on the Pasuk by Levi, Yoru Mishpatecha, Yaakov, how does the Pasuk go again? Umishpatecha. Where is it? Uvrischa Yinsoru, I'm sorry. Uvrischa Yinsoru. So on that pasuk, in Zos HaBracha, Chazal Darshan, that Shevet Levi did give Mila in the desert. Uvrischa Yinsoru. You guarded the bris. How do they do that? Isn't it Bikuach Nefesh? That's the Radak discusses here in Perakeh of Yoshua. But again, that is, this whole Isser, this whole Aveira is the basis for that entire Perak, why they had to get Bris Mila right away. Dini HaMitzvah is an important din that we have not mentioned yet. Part of this mitzvah, says the Chinuch, Kigon, Milas, Bonav, Va'avadov, Im Ma'akmanas Olishcho V'lechol HaPesach. There is a machlokes Tanoim. If my son doesn't have a bris milah, then it could be that I can't eat Karban Pesach. If my Eved, Kenani, doesn't have bris milah, it could be that I can't eat Karban Pesach. That is a machlokes. It's a machlokes in the Gemara, and we hold, yes, it is true. If my Eved, I'll read it to you from the Rambam, Hilchos Karban Pesach, Perek Hey, the Rambam Paskins, like those Tanoim, Kishem Shemilas Akvo Makeves Asom Milasos Pesach, just like if I don't have a bris mila, I can't eat Karban Pesach, Kamilas Banav Akatanim, if my young son does not have a bris mila, I can't eat Karban Pesach. This is a strong call Yisrael Revim Zelazeh. Not just I could be motzi him in a mitzvah. If he doesn't have Karban Pesach, that's a pekam in me. Umilas kol avadav, being gedol and being ba'kathan ma'kevez oso. Shinemar, because the pasuk says, himo lo kol zachar, va'az yikrav lasoso. That's the shita in the Gemara. That's what we hold. If my son, if my Eved does not have Mila, then I can eat Karban Pesach. And then the Rambam adds something fascinating. V'chein tevilas amhosav l'shem avdus. What if I have a shifcha kananis, an Eved kanani, I have to make sure I give a Mila to. Shifcha kananis, a maidservant, that's in the Canaanite realm. Obviously, there's no Mila to talk about. How does she become Jewish? Or semi-Jewish, tevila. Says the Rambam, if I'm not tovel, my female shifcha, I can't eat Karban Pesach. Ma'akeves oso. Why? Because the tevila of an Amma Ivriya is like the mila of an Eved Kenani. And just like the mila of an Eved Kenani is ma'akev me and doesn't let me eat Karban Pesach, so too the tevila of an Amma Ivriya, an Amma. V'davar zemi pia kabbalah, shaha tevila l'shvachos, kemila la'avadim. That is the Shita of the Rambam in Karban Pesach, Perek Hey, Halacha Hey. This is discussed by the Minchas Chinuch in Os. Earlier here in Os Yud Gimel, Minchas Chinuch wonders, what if a woman has children? Does the Mila of her son Ma'akev Lachar or not? Because she can't be an RL. But what about the Tvila? He says maybe the tefillah of a shivcha will be makiv the woman, the master. That's his suffix. In Os Yud Gimel, the Menachas Chinuch discusses that. What about a woman who has sons and who has avadim and who has shvachas? What prevents her from eating? Let's continue for a minute. V'dinia mitzvah kago. So that's an important element of the mitzvah. It's before psukim. Psukim in the Torah, right? It says that Machlokas had interpreted the psukim, but that's the psukim that the son and the eved will ma'akim my eating. V'yaser parteh b'psachim lukim psachim v'noheges b'zman abayis. The mitzvah is b'zman only b'zman beis hamikdash. V'over ha'aleh ha'kagon arel shachal k'zayis b'mena lokif. An arel eats a k'zayis of the current Pesach, he gets malchus. Just one final thought, and that is, when does the status of arel start? When does the status of arel start? At what time? At what day? Right when a baby is born, he's called an RL? Or not? The Gemara in Yevamah, Daf Ayin Aleph, has a question. If I have a little Kohen, a little baby Kohen, am I allowed to smear the baby with Truma oil before day 8? After day 8, he's for sure an RL. Before day 8, the Gemara has a suffix. The Gemara has noted to say he's not an RL yet. Related to what we said before. Before this, without a Chovas Mila, there might not be a shame arel. That's the question, the suffix of the Gemara in Yevamis. And we're noted to say that mutter to give the truma before day 8. The Yerushalmi on that Gemara in Yevamis has a suffix. What about the night before day 8? Leil Ches. Could you, even if you say you could smear the baby with truma oil before day 8, but not after day 8, what about the night of day 8? Fascinating question. Why? You can't do the meal until the daytime. But the status of Arel might start the night before. We find, we don't have time to go into it now, but we find in various places, the status of an item might start before you could do the mitzvah of that item. It could be the status of a lulav starts when Sukkah starts. The Gemara says in Sukkah, or a hadas. The Gemara says in Sukkah Lamagimel, if I have a hadas, I have to have more leaves than berries on the hadas. And I have to make sure that I take off the berry. If I want to make it a kosher one, I can take the berries off. Make it more leaves than berries on the hadas. I have to make sure to do that, says the Gemara, before Yantav starts. Ask the Chavetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha. He says, what do you mean before Yantav starts? Just have it before the morning. You can't shake a lulav at night. No. The status of lulav starts at night, even though you can't shake the lulav till the night before. So it could be the status of Arel starts the night of the 8th, even though you can't do the bris milah till the day of. And maybe, I always thought, I didn't see this anywhere, maybe that's a halachic source for the idea of a vachtnacht. This idea of the night before bris milah, the children come and say shema and hamalach, give out candies. Where does that come from? Does some say it's something connected to the bris? Maybe there's a halachic basis for it. Because now he has a shame Arel. He needs shmira. Because he can't do the bris milah until the next day. But he might already be an Arel. So maybe that's based on the suffix in the Yerushalmi in Maseches Yevamos. Okay, Baruch Hashem, we finished all the mitzvahs related to Korban Pesach. Hashem, tomorrow we get to Chai, Mitzvah 18, which is the mitzvah of sanctifying the firstborn animals. And then we'll get into other mitzvahs related to Bechor, Petach Hamor, and other mitzvahs as well. Okay, we'll stop here.